Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
This weekend, Bob, we are off to the Menindee Hallidon Races.
It's going to be a fantastic event. It's my first time. First time stepping out any Riverland race meet.
I'm really excited for it as well. I don't know if I've done a Riverland race meet yet, but it should be good.
Well, we've been talking a little bit about outfits this week. I know Whitey's got about 10 or 15 different neckties he can choose from.
Yeah, you and I, however, have just been super busy with, you know, our field day site planning and all that stuff going on. So we haven't really thought about it.
Well, there's one thing we haven't thought about, and that's fascinators.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must-have. It's classic fashions on the field. There's probably some kind of prize, I'm thinking.
I think there is.
So
we've got to win it.
We've given ourselves a song to put something together. We're each wearing, I think, some stunning headpieces. Brooke, do you want to talk us through what you have gone for?
Well, we've got this little mascot that lives in our office. His name is Paddy. He's a stuffed toy octopus who's reversible. So on one side, he's a little bit grumpy, and on the other side, he's got a happy little smiley face. What I have done is quite literally put one of those giant hair clips that is very in fashion at the moment, but also very 90s. You know those ones.
Love that sound.
Put that into Paddy and just stuck him on my head, clipped him to my head, just like that.
It looks really cute because it's quite small. It is, I don't know enough about ladies' hats, but you could definitely wear this to a royal wedding.
You reckon?
Have your hair sort of tied up and just have the little thing just on a little angle just to the side of your head. You've got your clip. That thing is rock solid. That's staying in. I think you've done a wonderful job.
Thank you. I love it. And here's the thing. First of all, octopuses, fascinating creatures, or octopi. They're very smart. But also, if I'm feeling not happy, flip him over and he'll have a grumpy face.
You can reverse him and have the grumpy face out.
Exactly right. I like the flexibility.
But I like the purple of the happy face. That's gorgeous.
It is good. Now, you're looking a little like you're sitting very straight, like you're trying to keep something on your head, and that is a phone.
It's difficult to balance. Okay, I've made my hats. This is sort of a literal interpretation. No, not literally. It's not a fascinator. What I've done, this is my interpretation.
Yeah.
I've got one of my regular caps that I wear, and I've sticky taped an iPhone on the front. I've got YouTube open, and I'm playing a little documentary about Henry VIII.
Is it Henry VIII?
A subject you are fascinated by.
I love that. Although I must admit, having watched not much of it, but a little bit, I haven't seen a single face that I recognise on that YouTube video yet. No Henry VIII yet.
But if we're at the races, you know, maybe in between races, get a little bit bored, maybe you're feeling a little bit tipsy, you can just look over to my hat and be enthralled by him and his many wives.
You would lose me. That's talking about Sir Thomas More, I believe. You would lose me. You're not going to see me at all if you're wearing that, because I'm going to be watching the top of your head all the time.
I guess we put this up to a vote.
Yeah, who had the better fascinator?
We'll chuck some images up on our socials, Facebook and Instagram, Magic 931.